This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. Sociologist and urban ethnographer Elijah Anderson calls places where cultures converge cosmopolitan canopies. Lake Effect Mayan Silver spent some time in one place that might fit the definition here in Milwaukee, the lakefront, and spoke with a variety of people about what the space means to them.
It's about dusk. James Greer and his granddaughter Daviana are standing on the edge of the lake, watching the waves crash in as the water splashes their shoes. It's their summer pastime to walk down to the lake from his neighborhood on 28th and Wells, and Daviana explains what comes next.
We sit, we watch, and we eat a couple of snacks, and we come down to the lake, and we just watch the lake and play in the sand. But he's scared of the water, so...
So you don't go in?
I go in, he don't go in.
It's not just whether to go into the water that the two disagree on.
I've been coming down here since I was I'm 70 years old now. I've been coming down here since.
You're not 70.
I'll be 70 in November.
He'll be 70 in November. He only 69.
I can't wait. I'm so proud of being 70.
Regardless of Greer's self-imposed premature aging, he's been taking Daviana to the lakefront for the past 3 years, and he says it's his favorite spot in the United States.
Lakefront calms me down. You know, I come down here. I'll just explain that to her. You know, I come down here to relax and just be, you know, just enjoy the natural beauty of the lake.
Kirby Fink was sitting on a bench facing McKinley Beach. She had a similar sentiment.
I like it because it's like a real life, you know, like those relaxation CDs that people play. I really like it because it's like a real life version of that.
Brooklyn Stewart, a friend sitting next to her, chimed in.
I feel like whenever I go to the lake, it's kind of like a therapy session. We definitely came down here today just to like talk about stuff, vent, and just like be open.
It's a place where people come sometimes for a respite from the tensions of everyday life and these other settings.
Elijah Anderson is a professor of sociology at Yale University. He coined the concept of a cosmopolitan canopy. He wrote about it in relation to Philadelphia, which is also known for racial and ethnic segregation. But he says that one or more of these areas exist in most every metropolitan area. It's a part of a city that he describes this way.
Well, it's an area of convergence. It's an area of cultural convergence. You have old people, young people, black people, white people, Asians, Muslims, Jewish people, WASP, all kinds of people come together under the canopy.
Danielle Friends is sitting on the grass to the south of McKinley Beach, watching her son at the playground.
It's like you get different cultures down here. You know, everybody is just down doing their own thing, you know, and everybody respect everybody, and I like that. You know, you got your bikers, you got your riders, your skaters, your walkers, your runners, and then you have your kids and, you know, family time and people just down by themselves sitting down. I enjoy it.
When asked if she sees segregation of groups, races, or ethnicities at the lakefront, Friends says,
go back into high school, you know, you have your nerds, your geek squad, the people that, the jocks, you know, what else were they? You know, the people, the goths, you know, different types of people, you know, the fun people, the naysayers. But I mean, at the end of the day, you can still walk the whole entire beach. You know, you don't have to worry about that. Yes, you can see the different areas where different cultures will go to. But at the same time, you also see, like, at the children's area, kids don't see color. So they all different types of colors is going to play on the playground. You know, that's where you will see the mixed crowd. You know, and you might see it on the beach, too.
As far as strangers interacting, she says that in general, people are doing their own thing.
Yeah, I think everybody's pretty much on the go, you know. Unless they sitting down, you know, and enjoying the time. Some people just come down here to get a peace of mind. And others, you know, they might come down to talk or something. But I think it's like kind of a high and by type of situation, you know.
Namra Mirza Haq was walking down the path by Veterans Park, looking for a new picnic spot with her husband Amar. They moved to Milwaukee 2 years ago from Chicago.
You know, if you walk by someone, they'll smile at you, say hi, and I think that's maybe even a little different than the Chicago lakefront where it's so crowded that, you know, that's not really what happens. So, I think it's one of those spaces where people are inviting, and I think because of the calm environment, that kind of seeps into everyone's demeanor, and you can see that.
Back at McKinley Beach, Brooklyn Stewart adds,
I definitely feel like everyone here is at least like accepting of each other, and to me that's like the first step of really being able to start talking to other people.
Professor Anderson says that this getting along that happens in the canopy, even at a basic level, means something.
It's a metaphor, really, for civil society. Civil society. This is the society that our ministers and teachers and parents encouraged us to participate in as small children. They try to bring us upright, that kind of thing. And the idea is to be pleasant and polite to strangers or people who are sharing that space with you. There are white spaces, black spaces, and there are racially mixed spaces. And these spaces are in flux, changing from white to black, black to white. But the canopy is a mixed space, and it's also a perceptual category. And not everybody sees it the same way, but they do feel it. And sometimes you have to go to the canopy just to get a dose of humanity. At least I do sometimes.
Namra Mirza Haq's husband, Amar, explains further why this space is important to him.
There's less a feeling of otherness, you know, not being white, not being from Wisconsin, you know, not being Christian. And so, you know, I feel just as welcome here as I would in, you know, Chicago.
As the sun was setting, over by the lakefront's built-in gym bars, David Jefferson and Ricky Davis II were working out. They took a minute from their reps to put it this way.
It's like a wonderful, like, I guess you could say a rainbow in a way. Like every like culture, race, ethnicity, just it's just a fun atmosphere to be around it.
For Lake Effect, I'm Mayan Silver.
You can see a slideshow of faces from the lakefront at WUWM.com.